Ashbrook Soundwaves is a product of the Gaston County Schools Delta Fellows Program. All events described and opinions expressed in this podcast are based on our recollections and those of our guests, none of which are representative of Ashbrook High School or Gaston County Schools. All music used in this podcast is performed by Ashbrook's very own Caleb Davis and is used with his permission. Ashbrook High School is located in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Yeah, delicious. The twists.
Man, back in the day, that was, if I had honey barbecue Fritos and sugar babies, that was it. But try it sometime. That's right. You've got to work on the right ratio, like two chips per sugar baby or two sugar babies per chip. Get that down. All right, hey, I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Tripp Griffin.
And we are finally getting an opportunity to sit down with head football coach Darius James. We have had some scheduling issues between the three of us. So mostly Coach James' fault, but
I'll take it.
Stuff
but
happens.
He's been busy. We've been busy, so we've had a hard time.
We had to find somewhere to park the bell. He had some stuff he had to get done, you know.
That's right. And we had to wait till his head was so big he couldn't fit into the studio. So now he's in here. First of all, we're thinking about for a name for the this episode. How about Bell? Yeah,
I like it.
His face didn't say he liked it. His words said he liked it.
I like it.
All right.
Oh, you bring back the Nacho Bell shirts. Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Mm-hmm. Those are good. Zoo Crew shirts. All right. So we last talked after the Stuart Kramer game, and that took our record to 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week was North Gaston. Now, you're going to have to think back for a second.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. So let's hear a little bit about that North Gaston game.
North Gaston, I thought we came out flat. First drive, they came down, they scored. We got the ball back. We drove to the 9-yard line and got it caught back because there was a block in the back. We ended up having to punt that possession. Came back down, stopped them, and then we scored. Once we scored, I think our kids kind of got, you know, hit in the mouth, and we responded. So we scored, ended up scoring 33 points that game. North Gaston, you know, watching their film, they improved a lot each game. Mm-hmm. So I think Coach Justin Clark is doing a great job over there. You know, they didn't quit, they didn't give up, but our kids didn't either. So, and we came out on top.
Okay, very cool. And that evened up our record at 3-3 mm-hmm. at that point. So we're 3-3 going into the Husk game last Friday. Battle for the bell. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't even know this part. I know you don't pay attention to all this ancillary hoopla. Stuff, all the hoopla surrounding the game.
Ancillary, that's a big word. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's not even the word I was looking for, but it made sense.
It fits, hey, you
yeah.
know.
So we try to pump up the game and promote it as much as possible for the live streams. We know there's a lot of people that want to see the game that aren't able to come out, you know, for COVID protocol reasons or for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we're live streaming the games?
Yes.
But somebody should send an email out about that. You should. You know,
So anyway, we put it on several pages. There are several Ashbrook pages out there that don't necessarily deal with football. There's a couple I tried to write down. There's one called I Grew Up in Gastonia. It's not specific to Ashbrook, but there's some, you know, right, kind of right. funny stuff to follow on there. And then there's one called Friends of Ashbrook that are on there. And so we posted the link, Justin Sparrow and I posted the links on some of these different Facebook pages, and we got a lot of people were commenting about the game leading up to it and then after. And one of the things that kind of came about because of it on the I Grew Up in Gastonia page was like an old school Huss, Ashbrook, you know, what it was like back in their day.
Right.
And it
right.
was people from different classes from back in the 70s on. It was just fun to see how that rivalry has been going on for such a long time, and it still means something to so many people.
Right, and that's kind of what we talked about during the at the beginning of the season, what we thought was the season. And also me and Randy talked a lot about bringing that old tradition back, just making that whole week mean something. And that's kind of what we did as far as our practices. We started each day with rock guys might get mad at me. I think it's AC/DC.
Sing it for us and we'll let you know.
Yeah, no singing. Yeah,
no. Let's just say AC/DC. Hell's Bells. Hell's Bells, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
okay. That's started, AC/DC.
Yeah, we started each practice with that. We every chance we got, we talked about the bell. And, of course, having so many coaches that actually played in this game and could give them, you know, some type of playback of when they played, you know, just reminiscing about the game. So we made it, you know, what they could envision how the game was going to go. So
that's really cool. So it meant more to them, I'm sure.
Right, right.
Because
right.
they're part of something much bigger than right. just what happened.
Right.
During so those
every
two and a half
every
hours.
Day, every chance we got, that's what it was. We were talking about the bell. We also on game day, we brought in. I don't know if you know Trey Bryce's dad. His name is Kendall Taylor. Mm-hmm. He's married to Fantasia. He came in, and his story is just amazing, man. Just some of the struggles he went through, how it related to our kids was crazy. You kind of, after he talked, you kind of felt something. Our kids were zoned in. They were focused. And it was like that throughout the week. Even, you know, every practice we had, they were focused. Questions were being asked. So you could just, that whole week, it just felt different.
Coaches, players, everything.
Yeah.
Very cool. There's no better feeling as a coach than to feel like you've done what you can do.
Right.
And the team's ready.
Right.
That's really cool. So the game itself, tell us a little bit about the Husk game for those who didn't. Well, even if they did get to see it, you know, I'm sure that they always think about what does the coach see? What's going on out there?
So offensively, you know, that we knew that they had a kid on their defensive line that was really good. So we wanted to, one, try to stay away from where he was, but also we wanted to find what we call the bubble, which is the distance between the either the nose guard or the tackle in the end.
Okay.
And so once we found that, we just kept attacking it. We were successful. Travion Crank, he came to me before the game on Thursday, and he said, "Coach, I've never run the ball against Huss." He said, "I'm going to do good tomorrow." I said, "All right, man." Now, the next thing that he hit me up with was kind of funny. He said, "And I'm going to be late tomorrow." So I said, "Hey, man, if you can promise me you're going to do your thing tomorrow, we're good." But, yeah, so we knew if we could find their bubble, you know, we'd be successful. And second half, they made some adjustments that kind of stifled us, and we adjusted to it and continued to do good on the ground.
Well, it looked like both teams made some big defensive adjustments. Right. 'Cause at the beginning, I mean, that first 5-6 minutes of the game, I thought, man, we're going to be in for a shootout.
Yeah, yeah. So on the long pass, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that was a blown coverage. Luckily, he still got back there and made the tackle, but they still scored on that drive, so...
Yeah, that was they responded. We had the big touchdown at the beginning, caused the fumble, got the touchdown, and then they hit back pretty quickly.
Right.
And, you know, we were just a couple minutes into the game, and it was, you know, 7-7 or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, man, this is going to be a high-scoring game. It's kind of interesting. We talked about the live stream. We had a lot of people watching. We're almost up to, I think, close to 1,000 views now where people have gone back and watched. And, and I've heard from several people that they really enjoyed watching you guys and
right.
getting the chance to see that. So,
and I'm happy we got to play this year. But you know, this game it means a lot to a lot of people, and just getting our guys to understand that, hey, this game you're playing for more than just yourself. You're playing for those guys that played in the 70s, the 80s, 90s, whatever it may be. But they understood.
Yeah.
You know, we came away victorious.
So what were some of the big plays that stood out in your mind? I know there's a ton, but if you had to pick a few that really stood out to you.
I think the fumble at the beginning of the game, Amarian Hall, and it's crazy. It's something we practiced leading up into that, and he did well with that. Sincere Moss Sanders recovered it. We had a fourth down, like a fourth and four, late in the game. Chandler Meeks picked it up, where he gets pushed by Elijah Antis.
Yes.
You talk about the two fourth down that Huss had mm-hmm. going for it, and we stopped him. One was Jay Poole, mm-hmm. and the other was Elijah Haynes. Our kicking, it's not often talked about, but we were able to flip the field two or three times with Diego Godinez.
He's got a big foot.
Yeah. And then we had a field goal. Had a 37-yard field goal by Baylor Wilcox.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't get that field goal at that time, mm-hmm. you come away with no points there. It determines how you have to play the rest of the game there at the end.
At 37 yards, only two more than you made, right?
And we had a play where we punted the ball, and our center, Alex Hammond, who's been playing on the bum knee all year, he runs down, kind of overruns it, and chases the guy down from behind. And that was really huge. Yeah,
when I saw him in the hallway, I said, I saw you run that guy down from behind. He smiled. Really, but I mean, I was surprised.
Yeah.
He walked him down.
Oh, yeah.
That was something to see. Well, there are a lot of big plays in Carmelo's touchdown.
Yeah.
Huge play. The wedge, was that the one where Antis was pushing?
Yeah.
And just the line. It was a mass of humanity moving forward.
Well, that play, I originally wanted to see if they would jump.
Okay.
And I told Chandler, I said, look, if they don't line up anybody over the center, I want you to wedge it. And just as they went out, he went into his cadence, and I was like, I'm about to call a timeout. And something just said, go. Just go. He looked at me. I said, go with it. And luckily, he ended up getting it. So
yeah, that was a huge play.
Yeah,
definitely one of the biggest. So the Bell's back at Ashbrook. We want to hold on to it for a while.
Yes, sir. Back Kelly Green.
That's right. So, personal question: what'd you do to celebrate Friday night? You get all the stuff done, jerseys in the wash, whatever.
Make sure the clapper's in the Bell.
And you get out of here.
So after the game, got everybody in and out and. Met up with Randy.
Okay.
We normally, after all the games, we go and get something to eat and smoke a cigar.
Okay, there you go. So that's cool.
Yeah.
You were probably a little happier than Randy, though.
He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad.
All right. He's a good coach. Yeah. I mean, those adjustments they made.
And that's what I told him. I said, second half, you figured it out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Start laughing.
Yeah. He's a smart coach. Yeah. He's a smart coach. So, as far as Ashbrook football, mm-hmm. I've got a question here. What's next? I know right now you're working on talking these boys up to schools.
Right. Right. So we got a couple of things that are going on right now. One is recruiting.
You recruiting.
No, not me recruiting.
I just want to make sure we were clear. Yes.
Nobody here's going to jail. No.
So trying to get our kids into colleges. Right. Right now we have about 15 seniors. So about half of those actually want to play at the next level. So the ones that do want to play, we've been focusing on them. We got probably about 75% of those kids. All they have to do is, narrow down their choices.
Okay.
We're still working on other 25% of those.
Okay.
We're also today started signups for next year, and that'll be on our students' grade level canvas.
Okay, so they can find out all the information about workouts and any preseason stuff.
No, so we're getting their information, and then I'll actually call them.
Okay.
So, and they'll be added to our Google Classroom.
Okay.
Also, we've sent out information to the middle schools, so we're trying to get those numbers up back up so we can have a JV team next year. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really important for us, just building those younger guys. So we don't kind of, if we're good for 2 years now and, after that, got to rebuild, it just don't make sense. So we're trying to, build that back up. COVID kind of killed us in that sense.
So if you're interested in playing football or if you are a parent when you have a middle schooler is interested, who do they reach out to at the middle school? Are you going around to the middle schools?
Yeah, so if they go to their middle school AD, for Holbrook is Brian Nichols. For Greer is Aaron Brown.
Okay. And they can get them the information.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's huge, getting those numbers, getting those students interested there. And nothing does it more than, winning. Right.
Yep.
So I was talking about the records earlier. After that Husk game, finished the season at 4-3 overall, 4-2 in the conference.
Yep. And I think, it's big. We beat everybody in the county. Lost to the number, 6-7 team in 3A.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. That, you know, we talked about our goals at the beginning of the year, and those were we knew we would have a problem with Crest, and we knew we would have problems with Kings Mountain.
So we're going after the Cleveland County boys too next
year.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. What about new conference next year? The realignment is it's hard to find. I mean, I tried Googling new Big South 3A conference, whatever. Looks to me like they just add South Point, right?
Yeah. So they just added South Point. Looking for our schedule, we'll start out on September the 17th with Crest at home. September 24th we'll be at Forest View. October 1st we'll be North Gaston will be here. October 8th we'll be at Stuart Kramer. October 15th we'll be at South Point. Can't wait.
That's a big one.
October 22nd at Kings Mountain here again. And then October 29th we'll be at Hunter Huss.
Okay. And it seemed like such a long time to get this season underway, and now that it's over, you guys have what, 6-7 weeks, and you start.
Right. Well, we're starting back Monday.
Monday to workouts. So.
Yeah, and it'll be great having an actual off season. Like I told people, we tried to put a new offense in where we really didn't have the time. And you kind of saw that. You saw our pass game not be really prevalent in our game. So we'll get to work on that. I think run game-wise, we only lose one player from our offensive line, so there's not much to make up there. We lose one running back.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, looking forward, I think we're in a good place.
Very cool. Well, yeah, before we let you go, we had one Ask Coach James question that was sent in, and I do want to ask you this. This Ms. Childers actually sent this one in.
Uh-oh.
Of your current players, which one do you see yourself in the most or reminds you the most of yourself as a student or player, and in what way? So looking at the boys on the roster, which one reminds you of you the most?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. And you can't I have so-and-so speed, and then I've got this.
$1 million
He would make the Superman. I think you stuck.
I would say Elijah Antis.
Elijah Antis.
Yeah. I think size-wise, you think of I was a little bit bigger than he was, but I was still playing with guys that were huge. And I had that chip on my shoulder as well. Yeah, so I'd say Elijah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
On the coverage teams and running the ball. He doles out the punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. All right, well, listen, I appreciate you coming in. I'm glad we finally got this time. Is there anything else?
Going into next year, we'll be looking for more parent involvement or just anybody in the community. I'm trying to get someone to run our website. Also looking at doing some stuff social media wise.
Okay.
Also, if there is anyone that has connections for community service, we'll be looking to do that a lot this summer. So.
Okay. So if there's anybody out there who has an interest in website management or social media, if you're good at that and have the time. And also, if you know of any good community service type things or you're in with an organization that has some good suggestions for community service, you know, Coach James would love to hear from you. You can reach us at Ashbrook Soundwaves through Gmail. And what is our Gmail address?
SoundwavesAHS@gmail.com.
Yep, SoundwavesAHS@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the social medias at the same thing, Soundwaves AHS. And we are glad you got to come in. Glad we're ending the season on a positive note. Third in the conference. Tripp and I were talking about it. That was not expected. I don't know what your expectations were.
It was my expectations.
It was your expectations. But talking to people and seeing preseason predictions and things, it was not expected widely. So
That's I'll find something to you know, keep our guys motivated, and that was one of the things. You know, I told them before the season, before we actually got started, hey, you're 2-9. All right, once August or the date for the new season, we're 0-0.
Yep.
So, you know, I used it to our advantage.
Yeah. Very cool.
Cool.
All right, we appreciate it. I'm Andrew Collins.
Steel Trip Griffin.
Coach with the bell.
Thank you guys for listening.